In just a moment, Kathleen will be talking with Joseph Conkle, and they'll be talking about the issues of the day. They'll take a look, I believe, at the upcoming elections. So it's a wonderful discussion, and on her shows and on all of our programs, I think discussions like this on the Ideas Network are great, and they're possible because of your financial support. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio today is one of the best things you can do with 3 minutes of your time. So just give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or you decide to pledge online, we keep your personal information safe and private.
Your gift right now of $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount feels right to you, will become the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Scott Simon of NPR News. Today's a historic day for you and Wisconsin Public Radio. Today is One Day Wednesday. WPR wants to raise all the money it needs to pay for the programs you love with just one day of on-air fundraising. Now, that might seem risky, but you've said you prefer shorter membership drives, so please don't hesitate to give now. Please help make One Day Wednesday a success. Pledge now to help pay for the programs you value and show your support for more programming with less on-air fundraising. Here's how.
And you can make that contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. I'm Larry Mueller with Veronica Rickard, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe your pledge is $50, or maybe it's $100, or maybe it's $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know there are many reasons why Wisconsin Public Radio listeners become Wisconsin Public Radio contributors. And one of the main reasons is that they want to make a difference. Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is one way to make a difference and help your local community at the same time.
Your new membership today, it not only pays for the programs you listen to, it also gives other people in your neighborhood the chance to discover WPR. So I hope you'll make a difference. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
How about this? Does this sound familiar? You might have found yourself hovering near a radio, drawn into a great discussion that you just couldn't tear yourself away from. You need to get somewhere, but that discussion is really interesting. You appreciate the guest knowledge, but also the caller's questions and views. Because that's happened to you, make your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And our goal is another 124 pledges in the next 50 minutes. We're really trying to keep our on-air fund drives short, but we can only do it when you do your part. So give now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month is what we need. It only takes a few minutes. Go online to WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And let me repeat that once more. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge of support right now. We thank you very much for everyone who's contributed. If you haven't, do it right now.
And hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn. We have a great deal to talk about as we're taking a midweek look at the headlines today. Our guest, Professor Joseph Conkle, he teaches at Minnesota State University at Mankato. He's in the political science department and does all kinds of courses in government, legislative process, campaigns and elections, utopias. That would be a kind of class I'd like to take, a class on utopias, early U.S. political philosophy, recent U.S. political thought. He is the director of study tours to Italy, and he does a great deal of work with civics kind of education. He's director of the Public Achievement Civic Education Project, which is something we'll be talking about tomorrow with Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, and we'll touch on that with him this hour as well. We welcome phone calls for our professor. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Professor Joseph Conkle, hello. Thank you so much for being with us.
Morning. Glad to be back.
Did we notice that there were significant glitches yesterday or not in this suspected bomber who got on an airplane and they got him off the airplane? Should we have been able to get him before he got on the airplane?
Well, I think anytime you have somebody that is able to come to the country, go back and forth, come back, assemble a bomb, and just about set it off and then almost get out of the country, there's going to be some gaps. But generally, I think the law enforcement people are pretty reasonably proud of the work that they've done, and citizens were watchful in New York City and alerted suspicious activity, and in a little over 2 days, they caught the guy, and he didn't get out of the country. So it's a case of the glass being half full or half empty, I guess.
Right.
No one was hurt.
I was watching the news last night, and one of these terrorism analysts said that there were lots of incidents like this around the country. We don't hear very much about other incidents. Are you aware of many others?
No, nobody's sharing classified information with me.
Right.
I'm really quite surprised at how much talking they actually do about this. For example, they were talking about, well, they were able to trace the SUV by looking underneath, finding the VIN number, finding the original owner, and so forth, that they had done this before with some other terrorist attack. And so I think there's a balance. The police agencies and law enforcement agencies kind of want to toot their own horns and reassure the public that they're doing a good job and showing them the fantastic work they're doing.
Right.
But on the other hand, I think they share some information that may alert the terrorists next time, you know, what to watch out for.
And also, the administration must be pleased that they were able to thwart this attack. There would be, of course, it's a serious thing, and it could have been a very serious thing, but it's good for them to be able to say, we got this guy.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, this is this week's story, and that's a story, and then this will go away, and there'll be a new story, and you know, I think everybody probably recognizes that they're not going to be successful every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so these things are just waiting out there. You know, what didn't happen was a very damaging, rather low-tech terrorist attack. And I think that's one of the questions that people are asking is, why haven't the Al-Qaeda and Taliban types really taken the cheap route? Because, you know, with the ease of access to guns and explosives in this country, it'd be easy to wreak a lot of mayhem in a shopping mall without flying planes and engaging in these very, very complicated plots.
So what's your answer to that? Are they in disarray?
I don't know.
We just don't know much about them.
You know, maybe they're in disarray. Maybe they have a feeling that they have to exceed their last grand attack and come up with something, you know, plan for years and years and come up with something that's going to top what happened last time. And they're not interested in lower-level attacks.
Of course, one of the other big stories, which is continuing, is the oil spill. And we'll be talking about, I didn't know that the Obama administration had urged Congress to raise the $75 million cap on damages from oil spills. It was brought up in yesterday's program. And he wants it to be raised to at least $10 billion. We'll be on that story as well as we continue here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This program on Wisconsin Public Radio is made possible by contributions from people just like you. I'm Larry Mueller, along with Veronica Rickert, and we're asking you to take just a few minutes right now to make a pledge during One Day Wednesday.
This membership drive is only one day. That means in the months to come, we can bring you more of the talk you care about without fundraising. So your gift really is essential today to make One Day Wednesday a success, short and sweet, and you can make it happen by giving right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 106 pledges in the next, about 46 minutes, 45 minutes or so. These hourly goals are really important to make sure that we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the whole year. Give at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Take a minute to think about all the issues that you've heard discussed on the Ideas Network in this past year. There are so many, a lot being discussed right during this, Kathleen's program today. All of those conversations were possible because of listener support. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Do it for all you learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Shortening the pledge drive to a single day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goal faster. Everyone wins if we do. Because you value WPR programs and because you like the idea of one-day pledge drive, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and try to give as generously as you can.
Hi, Peter Sagal here. As host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, I am always quite pleased and proud and honored, in fact, to keep you up to date on the interesting and sometimes unbelievable things that happen in the world around us. Today is no different. Wisconsin Public Radio, your radio network, is trying to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money in a single day. Bizarre? Unbelievable? Unheard of? Yes, it is. As 10, 12, and even 14-day pledge drives are becoming more common in public radio. But with your contribution right now, you can help make One Day Wednesday a success. Please give now, and then you can sit back, listen to the news and all your favorite weekend programs, and feel good that you did your part to help pay for your WPR listening. You can pledge online at WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552.
I'm Larry Mueller with Veronica Rickard, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's where you go to do that, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe your pledge is $50, or maybe it's $100 or $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've never made a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio before. Well, we want you to know that your gift really does matter. When we do get money from the federal government, the state of Wisconsin, and from businesses, it's the contributions of $50 or $100 from listeners like you that add up to the single largest piece of our budget. Make that first time ever gift to Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll find it really does make a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network connects you with experts. How many times can you just pick up the phone and talk to the editor of a magazine, a politician, the author of a book, somebody like Joseph Conkle, who Kathleen is interviewing today? The Ideas Network brings you experts. It brings them right to you to help make it possible. I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We need 106 more pledges to go this hour to stay on track. You can make that next pledge at WPR.org or give us a ring at 888-202-2552. We're cutting an entire fund drive down to one day.
It's a gamble, but we know that you are up to the challenge. So please, right now, go to WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You can make your contribution and you can be glad that you did and happy about it.
We're taking a midweek look at the headlines this hour of the program with Professor Joseph Conkle. He is chair of the Political Science Department, a professor in that department at Minnesota State University at Mankato. Our phone number for you to join us on air if you'd like to do so is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Professor Conkle, the president has said repeatedly over this week, BP is going to pay for this. This is BP's responsibility. I had no idea that there was a $75 million cap on damages from oil spills. The administration has been urging Congress to put that cap at $10 billion. Do you think that that will pass? And do you have any idea why that was so low, $75 million cap?
Well, something like that's probably going to be the result of the legislative process. And, you know, there's lots of decisions like that that would be tucked into bills here and there that lobbyists and particular committees would have influence over, but the general public wouldn't know about it until there's a need to know. And as to whether that raising that cap will pass, I'm not sure. It might. BP is taking responsibility, if not the blame, for the situation. You know, I think one thing to keep in mind, too, is that we have all of these long-term political stories going on, the election, the fallout from health care, the Obama presidency, a year and a half out. And yet this week has shown us that events can happen, crisis events can happen, mm-hmm. And then a president and a government's going to be judged on how they deal with it, how they talk about it, and how they act on that basis. And so it's a very tricky situation. They want to be concerned, but they don't want to drop everything else that they're doing. But I think one of the things that they want to make sure of is that this is not seen as another government bailout, because you know, that's one of the criticisms that has been probably pretty effectively thrown at the administration, even though it started with the last administration. So that's why I think the president's emphasizing that BP is going to pay for it.
And how do you think the administration is handling this? Are they doing a good job?
Well, it seems like it's so far they're not really getting a lot of criticism on it. On the one hand, the president a month ago called for expanding offshore oil drilling, which alienated some of his base in the liberal wing of the Democratic Party. On the other side, you had the Republicans chanting "Drill, baby, drill" through the last election, and other than a few exceptions, they're somewhat muted right now. So I think they're kind of holding back and not criticizing the administration, except for maybe some southern congressmen who are asking for more money this week and last week were complaining about big government. So it's a crisis like this creates an unpredictable situation in which politicians have to respond and turn on a dime. So they want to keep their message consistent and try to keep their priorities focused, but yet they have to deal with a situation that they don't really know what it's going to be.
Right.
Actually.
Yeah, and it keeps changing depending on the winds, et cetera, from day to day. So we don't know at this point how damaging it's going to be for
and,
the people
who
fish.
And, you know, we have plenty of examples, you know, snowstorms in Chicago that brought down the mayor, or Hurricane Katrina.
Sure.
Was a big disaster for President Bush politically as well. So one wrong statement, like "way to go, Brownie," can really, you know, in the echo chamber that is our news today, can really become devastating politically.
How true. And then it's changes from moment to moment, right? We're covering things from moment to moment. It's quite a news cycle. We welcome your phone calls if you would like to join our conversation. We're doing a midweek look at the headlines this hour of our program. And our guest is Professor Joseph Kunkel. He is the chair and the political science professor at Minnesota State University, Mankato. 800-486-8655 for you to join our conversation. 800-486-8655. I'm thinking that immigration is going to continue to be a bigger and bigger issue. The Phoenix Suns are going to wear Los Suns on their jerseys in Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals tonight. Baseball is concerned about this, and the Tucson and Flagstaff City Councils voted yesterday to sue Arizona over its tough new immigration law. We'll continue and talk about that in a moment on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Larry Mueller with Veronica Rickard here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You hear about topics Big and small, Kathleen just went through a few of the topics she's going to be discussing. They're important issues of the day and lifestyle issues that really enrich your life.
That is exactly why you listen. And that's why we're asking for your contribution. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is more important than ever. Because today is a big day. Today is One Day Wednesday.
And you'll want to hear these great discussions in the coming months without fundraising. So we're really trying to meet our entire pledge drive goal in just one day instead of 7 or 5 or 14. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our goal is another 92 pledges in the next, it looks like 33 minutes or so. We're trying to keep on-air fund drives short, but we can only do it when you do your part.
Your donation of $5 or $10 a month, we need it right now, and it only takes a few minutes to do it. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How many times have you been listening to the Ideas Network and heard something that just stopped you in your tracks, something that was completely engrossing? Well, we strive every day for programs that open your eyes and engage your brain, programs that affect your life. Well, that kind of radio happens only with your financial support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know what? This weekend, you're going to hear all your favorite programs fundraising free. The success of One Day Wednesday on Wisconsin Public Radio means that you get the weekend programs you love, like What Do You Know, This American Life, To the Best of Our Knowledge, without fundraising and in the months to come. So your gift makes all of that possible, and I hope you'll give as generously as you can at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
By now you're wondering what on earth has happened to your Wisconsin Public Radio. Nothing's happened except that we're trying something completely different. It is Pledge Drive, but it's a different kind of Pledge Drive. Today is One Day Wednesday, the first and the last day of the spring membership drive. When today is over, we're back to what we do best, bringing you great programming. Make your pledge right now. Here's someone to tell you how.
I'm Larry Mueller with Veronica Rickard, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org is the place to go, or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge. Maybe it's $50, or maybe it's $100, or $500, maybe it's $1,000. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we don't expect any one listener or even 100 listeners to carry the cost of the program. In fact, we're kind of glad that the bulk of our budget comes from thousands of listeners like you.
It makes for a more stable organization, for sure, and it lets us know that thousands of people appreciate the programs that they get from Wisconsin Public Radio. So why don't you join them? Become a member. You decide the amount, then pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network is your companion all day long. Whether you wake up with us, ride to work, or run your errands with us, maybe you're cooking dinner with us, listening at home, listening at work. You always get interesting discussions whenever you want them, and we're always here. You make that possible with your donation. It really does work just like that. Wisconsin Public Radio wouldn't be what it is without your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Veronica, did you know that there is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive? Mm. You did know that. I'll tell you what. And I think our listeners do, too. That's why, for you now, as you listen, that's why we want you to join in. There are 90 more pledges that we're looking for this hour, and it's very important. So please give $50, $100, any amount that's comfortable for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow on a one-day pledge drive. It sounds like a James Bond slogan, yeah. But we mean it. There's no tomorrow or the day after or this weekend. We're asking you today, today only, to help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. So we hope you'll join us. Make the effort to make One Day Wednesday a success at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
You know, Charles from Glendale appreciates that WPR has no commercials. Deborah from Verona pledges because... Hey, Kathleen, she loves you. She says, I pledge because I love Kathleen Dunn. Well, you may love Kathleen Dunn, or maybe you love all of the programs here on WPR. And if you do, or even if you just like hers and nobody else's, I hope you'll call in with a contribution right now. Or go online. Go online to WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552. Let me repeat that. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks for participating. And please call in or go online now.
We're looking at the big stories in this middle of the week, and our guest is Professor Joseph Kunkel. He is the chair and a professor in the political science department at Minnesota State University. We're touching on several stories. We've been on the massive oil spill, which we covered in depth yesterday. We're going to take a call or two on this issue before we move into immigration reform. Tim from Neenah is joining us. Hi, Tim.
Hi, good morning. I understand that there was possibly a bill in Congress some time ago to put additional valves on the dikes that are in the offshore. And BP and, of course, the other groups fought against it, and Congress surprisingly defeated it. And would that have been something that would have, is it true? And is there any story to that? Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Professor, are you aware of it?
I don't know what bill he's talking about. Would put additional what on the dikes?
Put additional valves on the dikes. Somebody called into yesterday's program and said that this is mandatory as well, and I can't remember the country. Was it Norway or Scandinavia that they had to have these additional measures?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't understand the oil spill enough. I don't know what dikes they're talking about, actually.
I guess the follow-up question to this is, do you imagine that there what's the political fallout from this, and what will be the environmental path that we follow as a result of this? Do you imagine that there will be very strict controls on valves, on making sure that this can't happen again, or do you think that it will just slide past and we'll run the risk of another major oil spill?
Well, I think, our government is very big and slow to react. And, you know, we had a financial oil spill over a year ago and had a near meltdown, you know, of the banking and extra banking system. And Congress is now just getting around to trying to write new legislation. So, I think carrying that to the oil spill, yeah, for sure, there'll be hearings and there'll be proposals to try to tighten up this process, and the lobbyists will be out in force from environmental groups, but also from the oil industry, and there'll be some compromise in the end to get something passed. So, you know, we have a situation where the reality and the technology is just ahead of the government regulation, and the government is again and again having to step in and try to correct situations that have already happened. You know, at September 11th, 2001. Okay, what can we do to prevent that from happening? There were obviously slip-ups. So all of these things happen, and but our government, we're a big country, and it's a big government, and it's not very light on its feet. And
right.
We have an open political process with a lot of voices being heard and a lot of people having influence there. So a lot of times the clearest, cleanest, most rational solution in somebody's mind is not what is going to necessarily happen.
Professor Kunkel, I think this issue is going to get larger and larger, and now we've got sports teams and communities in Arizona weighing in on it. The Phoenix Suns are going to wear low suns on their jerseys in Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals tonight. The owner of the team said, to honor our Latino community and the diversity of our league, the state of Arizona, and our nation. I know that Major League Baseball is concerned about this. And now we have the Tucson and Flagstaff City Councils voting yesterday to sue Arizona over this new immigration law. Two questions. One is this going to hurt the state of Arizona? And two, do you think that this issue will be front and center nationally even before the midterm elections?
Well, I think among some people it is going to hurt Arizona. And Arizona, you know, they passed a rather radical act, and it's getting a lot of negative publicity. So it isn't going to help them in that regard. I think what it does do is probably what the people who voted for this in Arizona wanted, is it does push the immigration issue more front and center. And immigration has been on the back burner. President Bush tried to get immigration reform throughout his whole 8 years of his presidency and was unsuccessful in creating some type of a consensus. President Obama came in, and this was not one of his top priorities. And then, in addition to his top priorities, he had to deal with the financial crisis. So the government's plate of issues is quite full, and here's another one. But the president has already said that he's not going to try to deal with this issue before the election. But the thing that is driving the Arizona law is there is a real problem. There is a real problem along the border, and the federal government hasn't really been dealing with the issue adequately, and some change is needed.
Right. But what about forcing this before the elections, that the administration will be forced? And I know it's not popular, but with the Tucson and Flagstaff City Councils and with the sports teams now wondering whether or not they should even appear at some games, it seems to me as though it's going to force the issue sooner rather than later.
I don't really see this. I don't really see the president trying to push major immigration reform through Congress at this time. I think there's going to be a lot of talking about the issue. I think it is going to be an issue in the campaign. And we can see in our own state and other states in our area where local politicians are taking position either for or against Arizona. And it's going to allow politicians throughout the country to position themselves into posture. But I don't think the administration is going to be, there's just not going to be a consensus to get anything done, and to try to push it through Congress when we're in the middle of an election would just aggravate the issue even further.
Three top Senate primaries were called in yesterday. We'll move into a discussion of the midterm elections and those results as we continue on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Larry Mueller with Veronica Rickard, and today is One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener contributions like yours amount to nearly 40% of our budget, so everything you hear on WPR is made possible by your contribution.
You can help make One Day Wednesday a success. Help us raise the money we need in a single day instead of 7 or 10 or 14 days. $50, $100, $200. Every gift you make right now, no matter the amount, makes a difference at wisconsinpublicradio.org. That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have another 77 pledges to go to meet this hour's goal. And we have about, 21 minutes to get those pledges. So instead of a week of fundraising, this fund drive is only going to last for one day.
We're asking you to make short work of this goal by making your gift right now. A dollar or two a week is really all it takes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you've been enjoying this conversation Kathleen has had with Joseph Kunkel. They've talked about a variety of issues today. I hope you'll take a few minutes to make this hour and the many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs that you enjoy every day, then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio really takes just a few minutes of your time. You can tell us your name, your contact information, how much you've decided to give, and how you'd like to pay. Of course, using your credit card saves time, money, and paper. Just take those 3 minutes right now and give at WPR.org or give us a ring at 888-202-2552.
Today is a special day for you and your public radio station. It's an exciting day. It may seem like a risky proposition, but WPR listeners have said they prefer shorter pledge drives, so here it is. In one day, the goal is 4,000 pledges. Don't hesitate. Make your pledge now at WPR.org. Make that pledge now at WPR.org. Here's somebody who can tell you how.
I'm Larry Mueller with Veronica Rickard, and we're here asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's where you have to go to help us out. Make your pledge, be it $50, $100, $500, $1,000, whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you listen to WPR on your way to work, maybe on your way home every day, an hour or two each weekend, well, all that adds up to a lot of listening. You're listening more than 700 hours per year.
And today, if you've never given before, we're asking you to consider a first-time gift of maybe $5 a month. $5 a month. That makes Wisconsin Public Radio one of the best information and entertainment bargains you're going to find anywhere. Give now at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
On the Ideas Network, you hear about everything. You hear about politics, current events, literature, history. You name it, you'd be hard-pressed to find a topic that we haven't covered. Well, this is a valuable service and a service worth supporting. Your contribution of $50 or $100, whatever amount you choose, makes these programs possible. So if you haven't pledged yet, you can do so now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you should consider paying your pledge in monthly installments. I know a lot of people do that. It makes things easier on the budget in many ways. A $60 pledge, then, well, it's $5 a month. A $120 pledge, $10 a month, and so on. Easy way to do it.
Installments are easy to set up, either on your credit card or right from your bank account, and we'll help you do that at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552, and we are still looking for 76 pledges to make this hour a success.
This weekend, you are going to enjoy with WPR without fundraising interruptions. That's because this is the first and only day of the pledge drive. Help us meet our entire fundraising goal with just one day of fundraising. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now really does make a difference to us. We have about 16 minutes left to go in the program and 75 pledges still to go. We're trying to keep on-air fund drive short, but we can only do it when you do your part.
So, donate right now. $5 a month, $10 a month, and only takes a few minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You can join Charles from Glendale, who appreciates that WPR has no commercials. You can join Jennifer from Denmark, who listens with her 17-year-old son on the way to school. It raises lots of topics that they can discuss on the road. So she says, thank you for helping me raise deep-thinking children. Well, thank you for supporting WPR. Contribute now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You'll be glad you did.
We're taking a midweek look at big issues in the news, and our guest is Professor Joseph Kunkel. He is head of the Political Science Department at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Let's talk a little bit about the midterms here. We had top Senate primaries called in now, the results in Indiana, and we have some other states. Can you talk about those results and what they mean for whether or not Democrats are going to be defeated, what kinds of Republicans are going to be on the ballot? What's your analysis, sir?
Well, the The question is, you know, how well are the Republicans going to do? How badly are Democrats going to lose? So the potential is there for really a tsunami against the Democrats, where the Republicans could capture control of one or both houses, where the Republicans could capture control of one or both houses of Congress. You know, I think anything short of that is going to look like a Democratic victory, given the way the party and public opinion has been over the last few months. So we're trying to read the tea leaves to see the way things are going to be in November. Meanwhile, you know, our public has a very short attention span. And as we said, we've got many, many issues on the plate. We've got crises emerging, any one of which could change the dynamics of the election. But, you know, one issue I think is who is the Republican Party going to be? The Republican Party was soundly beaten by Barack Obama and the Democrats in the last election, and also 2 years before when Democrats captured control of Congress. So the Republican Party has been going through a lot of soul-searching. We have the emergence of the so-called Tea Party movement, which is manifesting itself pretty much within the Republican Party, and also more radical insurgent people like Sarah Palin getting involved in primaries in the states, backing more right-wing conservative candidates, sometimes against, you know, more establishment conservatives. So I think in a lot of these states, then there's a battle going on to determine, you know, what the Republican Party is going to look like. And in some of the cases, the more libertarian Tea Party liking candidates are winning, and in other cases not. If we can say anything about these races yesterday, it is that at both the Democratic side and the Republican side, it looks like the candidates backed by the party leaders and the party establishment won. And some of these candidates that were backed by the more insurgent or Tea Party elements lost. The turnout was low. Not very many people vote in primaries, in the spring. And part of the issue is going to be, you know, there's all this energy in this Tea Party movement and anger. Is there going to be the organizational muscle and the efficiency there to actually turn out the votes in elections? If they're really organized and motivated, they ought to be able to have an impact in a low turnout election like this. So one conclusion is, and we wouldn't take it too far, that they weren't able to translate that energy and anger into electoral victories in these three states. But in other situations, they have been successful.
Right.
Most notably down in Florida, with basically pushing Charlie Crist out of the Republican Party.
Right. Well, it seems as though they should have been on the ball here, because this was their moment. They could have, perhaps, if they had been very organized, won some of these races.
Well, yes. But on the one hand, you're in the business of analyzing the headlines this week. So all of these things look massively important. I teach Western political philosophy, so I try to take a, you know, several thousand year view. And, how important are these three elections going to be in the scheme of things? When, what's the story going to be next week? We're going to have another volcano or an oil spill, or what's it going to be? So it's a long time between now and November, and I would caution against trying to read too much into any individual state race like this.
Right. I love the fact that you teach a course in utopias. Are there modern utopias, Professor?
Well, yes. Periodically people will try to leave the city and start an ideal world. Unfortunately, what we find is utopia for some person is dystopia. You know, the best society in somebody's mind, if I make you live in it, it might be the worst society for you. And the line between utopias and cults is often a hard one to draw.
Mm-hmm. Cults, I haven't thought about them in a long time. There were times when they were certainly making the weekly news cycle. Are they still around?
Yeah, we call them militias now.
Ah, okay.
I mean, that seems to be the cult, you know, that's most in the headlines now. And you know, that's one of the things. You know, there's a lot of anger out in the country. There are a lot of fringe groups. There are these militia groups. There's a lot of violent rhetoric, and you know, it's not outside the realm of possibility that there would be some violent act from a domestic militia group or a terrorist group or a lone assassin or something like this that could change everything quite quickly.
Right. Well, initially, that's what they were trying to figure out, what was going on in New York, and that was mentioned, wasn't it? Is this a white domestic terrorist?
Yeah. I mean, it's a real possibility because those people are out there.
Yeah. And to what do you attribute the source of anger? It seems to me as though the American public really wants Republicans and Democrats to sit down and talk to each other and to achieve something. Instead, you got this anger that just keeps festering and festering, and we're in this era where people don't talk.
Well, you know, people have this ideal of how things should work. You know, I'd caution against generalizing as far as the American people want this or the American people want that, because there's lots of different people in this country and lots of different groups that want different things. Some are more vocal different times. People don't want to pay for government, but they want government to do things for them. You know, the people that want to radically cut back government, are they ready to shut down these two wars and to roll up the national security state and to cut back on the military big time and to eliminate a lot of very popular social programs? You know, it's one thing to be against high taxes, but it's another to actually deliver on these things.
Right,
so,
Professor Joseph.
I mean, all people want, you want something, but you don't want to pay for it.
Right. Professor Joseph Kunkel, thank you so much for being with us. He is chair of the Political Science Department at Minnesota State University in Mankato, taking a midweek look at what's going on in the country.
This is your radio station. Listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller with Veronica Rickert. And today is One Day Wednesday. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that keep you informed and engaged.
An exciting day, One Day Wednesday. And with your help, we'll raise our entire pledge drive goal with just one day of on-air fundraising. That's right, a single day of fundraising. And it's only possible when you pledge at WPR.org or by giving us a call at 1-888-202-2552.
And we have another 61 pledges in the next 7 minutes. That'll help us stay on track this hour. Sounds like a lot, but we can do it with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, raising all the money in one day doesn't mean that we need less money.
No.
It just means that we have to meet our goal faster. But the good news is everybody wins when we make our goals. So won't you pledge now at WPR.org or by giving us a call at 888-202-2552.
And whether it's the 3-minute news updates or the 60-minute talk shows, you hear about the topics that affect your life here. You hear them on Wisconsin Public Radio. This kind of insightful broadcasting takes time, it takes resources, and it takes dedicated people like Kathleen Dunn. Listeners like you help pay for the quality of the programs you hear every day. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now when we're trying to get so many pledges to come in at the end of the hour, 60 of them, in fact. Your pledge at WPR.org keeps the phone lines open for people who don't have internet access. So pledge your support at WPR.org. And, of course, you can also pledge by phone at 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn. We're in the midst of our spring one-day pledge drive. We wanted to bring you more of the great programming you value on Wisconsin Public Radio, so we've shortened our pledge drive to just one day. We have a goal of 4,000 pledges today. Please join your fellow listeners in making this one-day drive a success. Make your pledge now at WPR.org.
I'm Larry Mueller with Veronica Rickard, and we're excited, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. We have 59 contributions to go. WPR is the place to go. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe your pledge is $50, it's $100, or maybe it's $500. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount. So go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
5 minutes left in the hour, 58 pledges to go. The energy is crackling in the studio. So if you say you can't afford a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, let me ask you this. How many songs did you download from iTunes in the past month? Did you pay for the songs because you have to? Well, in contrast, Wisconsin Public Radio is free for everybody.
And that's what makes it a public service. You know, and that's fine. It's exactly what we strive to be, but it only works with your support. During this on-air fund drive, we ask that you find a buck or two a week for Wisconsin Public Radio, just like you do for your iPod. Become a member of WPR right now. Make your contribution of any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, chances are, if you think a little bit, the Ideas Network has covered an issue close to you, whether it's healthcare, science, politics, great books like we have coming up next hour, social issues. We try to bring you shows that you'll find relevant, interesting, and fun. Because Wisconsin Public Radio touches your life, this is the right time to make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's very simple to give, either at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We just need your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, how you'd like to pay for it, those things.
Use a credit card if you can. It does save some time and money. And don't worry, we don't share your personal information with any other organizations. But give now on this special one-day Wednesday, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We really heard you loud and clear. You love the idea of a one-day pledge drive last May. I talked to many, many people who really loved it. So here we are. We're back with a one-day Wednesday this spring, and it's backed by popular demand.
We need to raise the funds to pay for the programs, but we're happy to do that in a single day. Believe me, we're happy.
Yeah, we
we're
are
happy
very
to do
happy.
It with your help. So pledge now. Make it a success. You can make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And let's make one-day Wednesday a spring tradition.
And here we are. We have 56 more contributions that we would like to have this hour. We have about 2.5 minutes to do it. You know, Robert from Fort Atkinson phoned in with a pledge and said sometimes the WPR will air an insightful news article or a story that will make him come to a complete halt. In those moments, he says, I think, what would life be like without WPR? Well, it'd be terrible, Robert, if you want to know the truth. Vance from Appleton says, I decided I've taken advantage of the great programming long enough by listening to it for free. It's time for me to show support, and I feel good about it, and I'll donate again at the next drive as well. What about you? Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552. We are looking for 51 more pledges to meet our goal in this hour. We've got about couple minutes to do it in. You can make a difference today. You can join Vance, who's pledging for the first time, and decide to step up and support the programming that you rely on, that you listen to, that you enjoy. It's a great day to be a part of something pretty exciting here at Wisconsin Public Radio, One Day Wednesday. So get your pledge in now, 888-202-2552, or online, WPR.org.
Gina from Superior said, I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every day, all day. Here's what I like. She says, it feeds my mind, my heart, and my soul. What a wonderful thing to say. I hope it feeds your mind. I hope it feeds your heart. Maybe it feeds your soul as well. And if it does, Why not make a pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552? Joseph from Madison says Wisconsin Public Radio might be the best thing about living in Wisconsin. That and cheese, maybe. And beer, you know, possibly. And we have some pretty darn good wine made here in the state, too. And I think we have some pretty darn good radio programming right here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So join in. Get on the bandwagon here. Go to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.